Let's get you skilled at talking about orphan buyers. A very short vignette you're going to have with the seller. Here you go. Mrs. Johnson, you probably heard about this in the summer of 2024. Probably other agents have said this to you, that there's a whole new market called orphan buyers. That is buyers that have no real estate agent. And you might say, again, you probably heard this already from your prior listing agent, that orphan buyers are buyers that don't have a buyer's agent simply because they didn't want to sign a compensation agreement. Years ago, again, you probably heard the seller, that most buyers just signed an agency agreement and they didn't end up paying their buyer's agent anything because the seller paid the brokerage fee. But now, loan officers, lenders, mortgage companies, they have these buyers that have no realtor, which is why they're called orphan buyers, which is why I'm here at your property, or why we're talking about your property. If you're on the phone, say to the seller, while we're talking, if you're at the property, it's why I'm here, because the orphan buyers. What we've done is the president of our company has networked for a long time with national mortgage companies in order to get their buyers that don't want to pay 2 or 3%, whatever it is, brokerage fee, just for the privilege of going to look at a property and paying their agent. So what we've done is we've said to the mortgage companies that we will look at off-market properties to make sure that they're available in 30 to 60 days. We're also that it's turnkey, that, you know, it's move-in condition, the seller might leave some furniture, and that it would appraise at its most recent asking price, which is, again, why we're talking. Agent, there you go. Let's introduce an idea to the seller about orphan buyers. If the seller is talking with 5 agents, 10 or 15, because they're expired, they're being inundated by realtors, what are the odds, do you think, that anybody else used the concept of orphan buyers or getting referrals from mortgage companies that have 10 to 15 buyers? Your average loan officer has what? It's part of your vignette here about orphan buyers. Loan officers have 10 to 15 buyers pre-approved. Some of those buyers end up paying cash, but some buyers get a loan. So what we've done is we have networked with these mortgage companies, especially since the summer of 2024, when buyers are just saying, I don't want to sign a compensation agreement. So what our promise to those buyers is we're going to find them something off market because they can see houses on Zillow or Realtor.com, but they can't see expireds or leased properties or sometimes even by owners, which is why I'm here. Any case agent listening to this audio, as you're going after these properties, you've got to really be excelling at this vignette called orphaned buyers. And when I see you on a Zoom call, I should be able to say, hey, tell me about orphaned buyers. You have 60 seconds, because that's all it really takes to kind of cast the vision orphaned buyers. So the seller has to see you as completely different. So be a champion in practice. Thank you.